Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome. This is Joblogs.
Welcome to Joblogs.
I'm Joy guys. Marie.
I'm Courtney.
Thanks for that, Courtney.
You're welcome.
And this is a mini-sode of our full episode, so tied you over between our
fully digestible episodes.
Yeah, there you go. But this week, I want to talk about kicking that misery mindset in the new year.
I'm intrigued.
Hopping off the struggle bus is the subtitle here. We'll figure out which one we're going to go
with. Tell me more.
You know, I want to talk about that mindset you get a lot of times when you're unemployed. Maybe you aren't content with your job. You're not getting paid what you want. It could be any one of those scenarios or something else. And I experienced that when I first moved to New York. I had no job. I was kind of trying to figure it out, trying to find my way, as many of us are. And the reason I wanted to discuss this is because that mindset can really impact your level of optimism, which in turn can have a very visible effect in terms of your success in getting that job or getting that raise or getting whatever end goal it is that you're trying to achieve. So, you know, I had to really dig deep here to remember what that period of time was like for me.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's so easy once you get the job or get whatever to forget about it, right? And trust me, it's hard to go back there. But when I think back at that time, it was the summer of 2010, I think. And I was always working. I always had a job. I always had some kind of temp or a part-time or contract job. But because my outlook wasn't in the right place, I always presented to others that, like, oh, I don't have that job I want. And the job I wanted at the time was something that was full-time, salaried with benefits. So I don't know if you remember, Courtney, like I was always kind of, I don't know, looking back, I feel like my disposition was really negative. It was like, I'm not where I want to be yet. And that's what I was projecting to everyone.
Yeah.
And I kind of struggled through undergrad too. Like I had a hard time in college. So when I think back on it, like that was really kind of my brand from college all the way post-college. Mind you, I'm working full time. I'm hustling. I'm out here. I'm active. But I was only focused on the negative.
Okay.
So I want to talk about why we have a misery mindset and what we can do to change that. So a lot of times a misery mindset, in my opinion, comes from feeling as though things are happening to you instead of you having a hand in your destiny and kind of the way things happen and unfold in your life. So when you look at, you know, negative impacts and negative influences and you perceive them as happening to you, you give away your power. Yeah. And that's really dangerous because when you give away your power, it makes you feel like you can't control, you know, I don't know, fixing your resume or searching for jobs or reaching out to people. It makes you feel like you have to wait for that interviewer to reach out to you to get whatever it is that you want. And so that's one thing. The other thing is your perspective is skewed. So instead of choosing gratitude for what you already have, you're focused potentially on the things that you don't have, the things that you want. And then lastly, because you're kind of in a misery mindset, you might be attracting other people in the same mindset, because misery loves company.
Loves it.
So, you know, I'd like to just encourage you all in this new year. I know this was a space I really had to work to kind of get out of, and I don't think it was super detrimental to me in any way, but looking back, I wish I would have had more gratitude.
Yeah.
I wish I would have been thankful for the things that were going well. And so a couple of questions to ask yourself, just in case you might not know if you're in this space, is, you know, are you doing the same pattern of things and expecting different results? Mm-hmm. You know, are you feeling like you're constantly a victim in terms of your work search, your job hunt? Are you not able to find a new job, but you're not changing any behavior? Are you complaining a lot? If the answer is yes to these things, then chances are you may be in a misery mindset, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Moving forward, I encourage you to really like take an active role in your life. Find little digestible, tangible things that you can tackle one day at a time.
I like that. I know when I, thinking back to those darker periods, one thing I realized to help pull myself out of it is that like depression and the misery mindset, as you call it, like it's very comfortable. And that sounds weird to say, but it's like it's familiar. Yeah. Like it's, you know what it is. There's no risk involved in
That's
it.
True.
It doesn't take anything to just succumb to that.
Yeah.
So just putting forth that effort goes a long way.
Yeah. So you guys stay motivated, stay positive. Let us know if you're kind of feeling like you're in that space and trying to get out. Look forward to hearing from you.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.